welcome to the Absolute Recap Biology Edition. I'm your host, Melanie Kingett, and I'll be your guide to scoring a 5. Here at the Absolute Recap, we aim to maximize your understanding and minimize your need for memorization. Each episode will review content, skills, and test-taking tips to help you succeed in May. Your recap starts now. Hi, and welcome to the Absolute Recap Biology Edition. Today's episode will recap cell communication. Let's zoom out. This is the first recap of Unit 4, Cell Communication and Cell Cycle. We're in topic 4.1 to 4.4, so it's going to be a big overview. Our big idea is information storage and transmission. No living thing, cell, or organism acts in isolation, and every cause has an effect. Combining these two ideas, it makes sense that cells must interact. Cells communicate by generating, transmitting, receiving, and responding to chemical signals. In doing so, they are able to respond to and affect environmental changes. Let's zoom in. Have you ever played a game of telephone, where the first person starts with a sentence as simple as, "Dogs dig holes for big bones," and as the message goes from person to person, ends up as, "Donkey nose for pig phones," which doesn't even make any sense. Similarly, cellular messages are passed from one cell to the next and can often be modified along the way. The three main steps of cell communication are reception, transduction, and response. Let's start with reception. Messages are received when a small signal molecule, known as a ligand, binds to a receptor. This often causes the receptor to change shape and triggers the transmission of the message into the cell. Not all receptors can receive all chemical messages. Since they are made of protein, the manner in which they bend and fold will be ligand-specific. Remember that cellular membranes have proteins embedded in them. Some of these proteins will have extracellular binding sites to receive chemical signals, like a ligand-gated ion channel. G-protein-coupled receptors are an example of a receptor protein in eukaryotes. Other receptors will be located within a cell's cytosol and respond to ligands that are lipid-soluble, like steroids. Ligands binding to receptors is often temporary and can be triggered to dissociate with the end of a signal transduction pathway. Next, transduction. Signal transduction pathways link signal reception with cellular response. Like a game of mousetrap on display, one molecular interaction will cause the next, passing and often tweaking the message along the way. Many signal transduction pathways include protein modification and phosphorylation cascades. The phosphate added to the process will typically come from a molecule of ATP, temporarily activating each protein in the pathway. Signals are often amplified, or turned up, during each step of the relay. In this way, even a small amount of ligand can have a significant cellular effect. This will involve the use of secondary messengers, such as cyclic AMP. Lastly, response. There are so many. Some examples include cell growth, secretion of molecules, gene expression, or function. This could ultimately modify the physical expression, phenotype, or even end in apoptosis, programmed cell death. Cells must communicate with one another along short and long distances in order to respond to environmental changes. Some cells are physically touching, so much so that they share protein tunnels between them for the movement of ions and other molecules. This is true of animal cells with gap junctions, or plasmodesmata in plant cells. Immune system cells, such as antigen-presenting cells and T cells, also interact by cell-to-cell contact. Paracrine signaling is a type of local communication, when cells aren't touching but are fairly close by. Examples include neurotransmitters across a synapse, the plant cell immune response, quorum sensing in bacteria, as well as morphogens in embryonic development. Endocrine signaling is when signals released by one cell type can travel long distances to target cells of another cell type. This is true for examples such as insulin and hormones, like testosterone, estrogen, and thyroid. Just like with the game of telephone, sometimes the message can be altered. Any physical conformational change in any of the signaling molecules may affect the activity of the pathway. These changes might be mutations in the sequence of a receptor protein or an external chemical that activates or inhibits the pathway. Certain pathogens, like viruses, can hijack our cell communication process to their own advantage. Cancer is another example of an error in cell signaling, when cell division continues without functional checkpoints. To recap, cellular communication is crucial to the coordinated efforts of living things. The signaling pathway includes reception, transmission, and response. Slight changes in the molecules involved in the transduction pathway can alter the resulting response. Today's question of the day is about phosphorylation. Which two enzymes are involved in the phosphorylation cascade? For the answer to today's and future questions, please follow us on Instagram at the Absolute Recap. That's the APSOLUTE Recap. If you are a student with questions or a teacher with suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a biology topic or another AP subject you would like us to cover on the Absolute Recap, please email us at theabsoluterecap@gmail.com. That's the APSOLUTE recap@gmail.com. The Absolute Recap is produced by Brad Kingett with music by Zach Caruso. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Time's up, pencils down. Thank you for listening to the Absolute Recap Biology Edition. AP is a registered trademark of the College Board. Copyright 2020, Absolute Recap, LLC, all rights reserved. Coming up next on the Absolute Recap Biology Edition, episode 14, covering Unit 4, Feedback.